From the campuses of Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey, and the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Good Housekeeping Magazine, presents the transcribed College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Princeton University is out to challenge the varsity scholars from the University of Minnesota, the school that has broken all college quiz bowl records and returns tonight to defend its title for the 13th straight week. And now, here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Thank you, Fred, and hi there, everybody. We're glad to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, tonight, it's the Ivy League against the Big Ten, with Princeton contending against Minnesota here in the College Quiz Bowl. So, let's get along with this game and meet the teams. First, we're going down to Princeton, New Jersey, where Roger Tuttle of station WRCA New York is on location to referee for the Princeton University team. Are you there, Roger?
I sure am, Alan, and so is the Princeton Tiger team. Ready, willing, and eager to pit their wits against Minnesota. And here they are to introduce themselves.
Howard Riley, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Jim Herlock, Cleveland, Ohio.
Albert Hinckley, Orlean, Virginia.
Jim Kohler, Akron, Ohio.
Have the varsity scholars from the Princeton University in Princeton, New Jersey. Now, let's travel way out to the Midwest, where Bob Boyle of station KSTP Minneapolis St. Paul is standing by again to referee for the Minnesota team. Are you with us, Bob?
Yes, right here, Alan. And the Minnesota quartet is, as usual, ready to meet all comers, Princeton included. Here they are to say hello.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Schiffman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
All right, now you've met both teams. Before Fred Collins explains our rules, may I point out here that we recognize the fact that in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Now, how about those rules, Fred?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. Now, when Princeton University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Fred. Now remember, teams, you may interrupt the toss-up question before I finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team's going to be penalized 5 points, and I will repeat the question, the entire question, giving the other team a free crack at it, okay? Those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first toss-up question tonight could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here is a toss-up question. For 10 points, what cartilaginous projection in the human anatomy is named after the forbidden fruit? Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman.
At the Adam's apple.
That would be the Adam's apple. Right, Joe Schechtman. You got a 30-point bonus for Minnesota. It's a bonus question on natural history. For a quick 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us, first of all, what wildflower takes its name from the auditory organ of a pachyderm?
Sounds like the elephant's ear.
What was that?
Elephant's ear.
Elephant's ear is right for 10 points. Okay. Now, what sporting term borrows its name from a rodent, a member of the Leporidae family?
Sporting term?
Sporting term.
Well, that's a rabbit.
Rabbit punch?
A rabbit punch,
yeah.
For 10 points.
Very good.
Okay, you're working as a team on a bonus question, which is just as it should be, okay? What two geographic belts or regions are named after a herbivorous mammal?
Horse latitudes.
Horse latitudes, right, for 10 more points. Okay, here you go now with a toss-up question that could earn you a chance at a 30-point bonus. Here's the toss-up. One poet said it rubs its back against the window pane. Another said it comes on little cat feet. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
That's the fog I believe you're talking about, Alan.
That is the answer I'm seeking. The fog that I'm talking about. Started by T.S. Eliot and Love Song to J. Alfred Kuslock, and then Carl Sandburg in Fog. Okay, Eleanor Vale, if I recognize that poet, those two allusions from poetry or excerpts from poetry, you got a 30-point bonus here from Minnesota. And it's about poetry.
Wow. You know,
poets have often written poems in honor of or about actual persons. For 10 points apiece now, who were the following poets referring to when they wrote the following lines? Joaquin Miller, when he wrote, quote, "Beyond him lay the
Columbus.
Great..." You don't get let me quote very much at all.
I'm sorry, Alan.
All right, that's right. He was referring to Christopher Columbus, all right? Who is Rachel Lindsay referring to when he wrote, quote...
General William Booth.
Let me read a little of it, will you please? Now, here we go. When he wrote, "It breaks his heart that kings must
that's
murder..."
Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah,
what was that?
Abraham Lincoln walks at midnight.
That's Lincoln, walks at midnight. You've got the whole thing before I quoted it. All right, now... This is a little harder. I'll be amazed if you get this one. Who was William Cowper referring to when he wrote, quote, "I am monarch of all I survey"?
That's Alexander Selkirk.
I am amazed. You got it. Alex, you know, listen. Tell me, Joe Zekman. After who was modeled after Alexander Selkirk?
Robinson Crusoe.
That's right, you knew the whole thing. Now, before we move along to another toss-up question, let's find out what the stakes are in this game. Fred Collins, that's your job.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. It may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches. Since 1866, maker of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. And now, with 20 and a half minutes to go, the score, Princeton nothing, Minnesota 80 points.
Okay, here we go with a toss-up question that will earn you a chance at a 20-point bonus. A 20-point bonus only is coming up. Yeah, 20 points. Here we go with a toss-up for 10 points. Name the foreign prince who once concluded that there was a special providence for drunkards, fools, and the United States. Princeton.
All right. Alexis de Tocqueville.
What?
Alexis de Tocqueville.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
Could you finish the question now?
Yes. I've got to penalize you 5 points, Princeton, for interrupting a toss-up question. I finished it, I think, didn't I? I said United States. That is the... No, I cannot repeat it. Can you answer it, Minnesota? And there's no penalty.
Drunkards, fools, and the United States.
No, time is called. Prince Bismarck, Chancellor of Germany, a study of United States history convinced him that the luck or providence turned our worst blunders into successes. All right, still in the offing is a 20-point bonus, and here is your toss-up. Captain Ahab followed a whale, a lamb followed Mary. For 10 points, what followed Captain Hook? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
A crocodile who swallowed the alarm clock.
That's right, a crocodile. And here's your 20-point bonus that you earned by knowing that. It's a two-part bonus on quotable quotes. 10 points for each part that you answer correctly. On what occasion did a well-known American recently say, "War has become a Frankenstein"?
MacArthur.
The question is, on what occasion?
On what occasion? There was a dedication in Los Angeles of a memorial to him on his 75th birthday.
That was the occasion I'm seeking. That's 10 points for you, okay? In what, in connection with what? Now get this. In connection with what did an Eastern City official recently say, "We're interested in financing females"?
Wasn't Mr. Wagner, the mayor of New York, wanting to increase his budget by about $100 million, and he was... Yeah, well,
that's very honorable of you, Joe. Chuck, that's very fine, but it was in connection with the Serge Rubenstein murder case. All right, a musical bonus is coming up next. A musical bonus worth 30 points, and I'll tell you, it's a popular musical bonus. Here's your toss-up that might earn it for you. For 10 points, tell us, what election did the following men recently win? Vance, Lyons, Hartnett, Shelf. Princeton.
Jim Herlock, Hall of Fame in baseball.
That's right, for 10 points. Okay, you got a 30-point musical bonus here, Princeton. And all you've got, you'll earn 30 points if you've been listening to your jukeboxes recently. You see, right now there are three big records of a big song called Mr. Sandman. Now, we're going to play a medley of those records, and your job is to identify the artists on those records. 10 points for each correct answer, but may I ask you... Wait until our little medley is over, okay? Here we go. Listen and tell us the artist on each of the three records Splendid Here.
Bring me a
listen carefully.
Make her complexion like peaches and green.
Well, listen. Listen.
Like roses.
Who is this?
And tell them that it's lunch and nights are over.
Listen.
Don't have nobody call my feet. Turn on your magic feet, Mr. Sand.
All right, now, there are three distinct records there. I want to know the artists on the three records. I want you to settle on your three answers because I'll accept only the three answers that you so settle on. Are you ready? Who are the... What are the artists? And I want the artists on each of those three records.
Settle Prince. On the three answers only.
Como? One? Person?
Harry Como?
No. Vaughn Monroe.
Second was the Cordette.
That's right, for 10 points. The big male group singing, Mr. Sandman.
The Four Aces.
The Four Aces is right for 10 points. Okay. All right, now we got a 44. What's the scoring time, sir?
With 16 minutes left to play in the college quiz bowl, Princeton has 30 points, Minnesota 100 points.
And coming up is a 40-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what did Dophil Dido do when Aeneas deserted her? Princeton.
Howard Riley. She killed herself, and then...
That's enough. She killed herself. All right, Princeton. Now, listen to this very carefully. There are 8 Arab states. Arab League states. There are 8 Arab League states. Now, I'm going to give you 5 points for each of the states that you named. You might get 40 points because there are 8 of them, but I'll accept only your first 8 answers, so think carefully and call them out as you give them, as you know them. The 8 Arab League states, 5 points for each one. Work quickly.
Egypt.
Right.
Lebanon. Syria.
Right.
Persia.
Wait a minute. I've heard Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt.
Jordan. France, right. Jordan, right.
Yes.
Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Iran.
We said Persia, haven't we?
Yeah. Persia? No, you have not said Persia.
Persia. Oh, well, all right, Persia.
All right.
Pakistan.
No.
All right, you have one more chance.
Iraq,
right. Okay, you only missed 2. You missed Libya and Yemen. Okay, nobody said Libya, nobody said Yemen. It's Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, and Saudi Arabia. All right, you've got 30 points. 30 points for that. Score and time now. Let's go.
With 14 and a half minutes left to play in the college quiz bowl, Princeton has now 70 points, Minnesota 100 points.
And a 30-point bonus is in the offing. Here's your toss-up. The public press or journalism is referred to as the fourth estate for 10 points. What are the three estates? Princeton.
Al Hinckley. The clergy, nobility, and the bourgeoisie.
That's right. That's right. The clergy, the nobles, the commoners. I'll accept it. All right, you got a 30-point bonus here, Princeton. All right, now the names of certain sports sometimes sound like other actions or things. Now, you're going to get 10 points apiece if you can name, first of all, the sport that sounds like in order to hit your wife or girlfriend.
Soccer.
Right, for 10 points. The sport that sounds like a low kind of senior prom.
Hopscotch. Or dodging.
No, baseball. Okay. A sport that sounds like a low kind of senior prom. All right. The sport that sounds like from coast to coast.
The sport that sounds like
cross country. Cross country. Okay. Coming up with a 30-point bonus, here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us. In what Shakespearean play are the following historical events treated? The conquest of France. The Battle of Agincourt. Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Henry V.
Right, for 10 points. Henry V. Here's your 30-point bonus, Minnesota. Newspapers throughout the United States in the past week have reported that cold waves are gripping the nation. This is a good one for you. For 30 points, what specific condition has to be met before a weatherman will classify cold weather or cold air or cold temperature as a cold wave? You know that?
Well,
When a high-pressure air mass moves in on an
now,
area...
Now, Chuck, don't go that way. That's not what I have before me here, and this would really mix me up. That is not the answer. Work more specifically.
Well, hot air, warmer air is replaced...
What specific condition has to be met?
Wouldn't it be a certain period of
what
cold weather?
A certain period?
Yes.
For approximately what, 10 days?
Not what causes it. I just want to know what specific condition has to be met before the weather will classify.
24 hours of low-air weather.
Yeah,
20. A certain period.
All right,
of time.
No, you were wrong. You missed it. There has to be a drop of 20 degrees or more in a temperature within a 24-hour period. That is the answer, and... Oh! Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a one-minute timeout. Okay, thank you, Fred. Now, we're going to talk to the teams in just a moment. But first, may I remind you that each month, Good Housekeeping Magazine runs a page of College Quiz Bowl questions. For a chance to match wits with our collegiate champions, I suggest that you see the February issue of Good Housekeeping Magazine. Good Housekeeping also awards the $500 weekly cash prize that goes to the college of the winning team here in our College Quiz Bowl. Okay, now let's take our time and talk to these teams. First, let's meet these young men down at Princeton who are doing very well with 90 and against 110. Jim Kohler, I understand you're president of the Debating Society, right, sir?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live?
Well, at the moment, I live in Washington, D.C., but I would say in about 24 hours, I will live in Akron, Ohio.
Why?
My father is with a rubber company, and we have to move all the time.
Oh, I see. What are your plans upon graduation?
To stay out of the Army, if I can.
And?
Perhaps go to law school.
I see. All right, sir. Howard Riley, how are you, sir?
We're fine, thank you.
There are several distinctive things I know about you, but one is that I think you're a Rhodes Scholar, right, sir?
I plead guilty.
Good. Congratulations to you, Howard Riley. Your plans for next year, sir?
Well, I'll be going to Oxford, I suppose, along with the other group.
And what will you study there?
I'll be studying law.
Good. Al Hinckley.
Yes?
Why do they call you Prexy?
Because I'm president of the senior class.
Good man. A president of the senior class. Are you also a Phi Beta or anything like that?
No.
No. What are your plans upon graduation?
Well, I'm going to Europe for 5 months and work in architects' offices in London and Paris. And then I'm coming back and going into the Army, the artillery, probably.
Good boy. Jim Herlock.
Yes, sir.
You're going to London, too, next year, huh?
Oxford.
Oxford, as a Rhodes Scholar.
Yes, sir.
And your plans upon the finish of your education?
They are indefinite. Maybe the practice of law, perhaps teaching, perhaps something else. I don't know.
All right. Well, it's a very great pleasure to have you gentlemen with us tonight here in the College Quiz Bowl. Now let's go way out to the Midwest, University of Minnesota, and talk to that phenomenal team that Time Magazine wrote up so importantly in this week's issue. How do you all feel about it, Chuck?
Well, we're all very flattered, Alan. We hope that we can live up to the expectations of the article so well outlined. It was splendid. We all appreciate it very much. The references to you were certainly very nice, weren't they?
Yeah, well, we're all very proud of the article in Time Magazine this week. Now, Chuck, you know, with the cold weather around here, we're all interested to know what you all do out there during this cold weather. What do you Quiz Bowl team members do during all this real cold weather we're having?
Well, a lot of us are fond of winter sports, Alan, but there are a great many things while you're in college that keep you busy. But within the Twin City area, as you can probably well imagine, there are a great many things that keep the community occupied during the winter months.
For instance?
Well, on the campus, we just completed the campus equivalent of a kind of winter carnival, calling it Snow Week here at the university. It's sort of unique in that it's not only expensive, but it's also almost completely managed and produced by students. A very effective job was done by them on an ice carnival last time. And then there's the community parallel in the St. Paul Winter Carnival, where the national speed skating finals were being held. And a very good job was done by a gentleman from Edgewood, New Jersey, surprisingly enough.
Well, good. You know, Chuck, I think you all do everything very well out there in Minnesota. It's been very good talking to you again. There's our opening whistle, so it looks like the time period is out. Now let's get back to the quiz. Score and time, Fred.
Right, Alan. Princeton is doing very well against Minnesota with 90, Minnesota 110, and 8.5 minutes to go.
And a 30-point musical bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What land mass is bounded by the Mediterranean Sea on the north, the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, and the Minnesota?
Joe Scheckman.
Africa.
Africa, right, for 10 points. Okay, you took a chance and you got it right there, Joe. Now, this is a musical bonus question, and I want to ask you to use your imagination. You know, there are milestones in everybody's life. Milestones in life. This is what we're looking for. Composers have provided us with music to suit the occasion. Now, for 10 points apiece, I want you to tell us the major event that you associate with each of the following selections. First,
lullaby, so it would be birth.
Yes, that would be birth. That would be right for 10 points. All right. What major event in one's life do you associate with this music?
Oh, that would be marriage.
No, graduation. Number two.
Graduation. All right. What major event do you associate with this?
Because getting married.
That's it. The wedding. All right, so you got the full 30 points, Minnesota, and coming up is a 20-point bonus. A 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. 24 hours, 22 minutes, starting at 7 a.m. on Good Friday, April 4th, 1865, is a good description of the time scope of a new book. For 10 points, Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
The day Lincoln was killed by Jim Bishop.
Just a minute. Princeton, can you take it, Princeton?
The life of John Wilkes Booth.
No, I'm sorry, you both missed it. The Day Lincoln Was Shot is the book by Jim Bishop. I have to be precise. Yes. Oh, wait a minute. That was an interrupted question, wasn't it? It was an interrupted question. Five points against Minnesota. I was to ask, what is the title? Princeton did not give the correct answer on it. I did transfer it to Princeton without, however, repeating the question. Okay, here we go now with another toss-up question with a 20-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, with what color do you associate a runaway marriage, a knight who extracted a promise from Sir Gawain? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
That would be green.
Green is right. I was also going to say the play from which Oklahoma was taken. All right. Green, Gretna Green Wedding, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, and Green Go the Lilacs. You got a 20-point bonus here in Minnesota. Louis VII of France started a precedent which has been received down through the ages with yelps of anguish. He levied the first general tax.
Yeah.
Now, for 20 points, can you tell us the specific enterprise for which Louis found it necessary to raise money?
Where the Crusades lived, huh?
What was that?
For the Crusades.
That's right. The second of the Crusades, to finance the Crusades. Right, for 20 points. A 30-point bonus is coming up. Here's your toss-up. 10 points. Tell us. What famous explorer was the first white man to actually sail into the Pacific? Princeton.
Balboa.
No, can you take it? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
Magellan.
Right, Magellan. Balboa saw the Pacific, but he didn't actually sail into it. It was Magellan who did that, and you got a 30-point Minnesota, 30-point bonus here. I'm going to quote the first sentence from each of two famous novels. And for 15 points apiece, get this, 15 points apiece, you are to identify the novel and the author who wrote the line. First, in 1815, Monsieur Charles Francois Bernier.
That would be, Les Miserables, right?
By Victor Hugo.
Les Miserables by Victor Hugo without my quoting the whole first line. All right. Once upon a time, at a very good time it was, there was a moo cow coming down along the road, and the moo cow that was coming down along the road met a nice little boy named Baby Tutu. That is
it Winnie the Pooh?
No, it isn't. The autobiography of Alice B. Toklas.
No, it is a portrait of an artist of a young man by James Joyce. 15 points out of the 30 points. Here comes a 25-point bonus. Score in time, Fred.
The score right now is 200 points for Minnesota, Princeton 90, with 3.5 minutes left to play.
All right, 25-point bonus is coming up. Here we go with 10 points. Tell us, can you quote the two lines of verse that immediately precede these? Quote, that from heaven or near it, pours thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
That's Shelley, into the black spirit women.
All right, okay. Then you take it, Princeton.
It is Shelley, and the two lines are...
Princeton, hold it. I want the lines only, a precise answer to toss-up. Can you give me the lines?
Well, he can give them to you.
He started it, Alan. He started it.
Wait just a minute. I've got to throw the question out. No, kids, when I ask for a line quote, I want a line quote. I did not ask for author or poem. It is true that it's from Shelley, To the Skylark, but I was asking for the words, the precise words. The question's out. Here we go with another toss-up. With a 25-point bonus coming up, for 10 points... What United States president's last name sounds like a slight punch in the nose?
Polk.
Princeton.
Jim Harlock.
Polk.
Polk, right, for 10 points. Here's your 25-point bonus. It's a bonus question on words or names which are formed by the repetition of the same syllable or syllables. For instance, if I said one of a famous trio of sisters, you'd say Zsa Zsa. And if I ask for the dance characterized by high kicks, you might reply, can, can. You got it? Now, 5 points for each correct answer. Work quickly. A disease caused by an insufficiency...
Beriberi.
Right. 5 points. A meaningless but effective phrase in the title and lyrics of an Ivy League song.
Bula Bula.
Right for 5 points. A kind of expanding bullet.
Dum-dum.
Dum-dum. Yeah.
An exclamation of delighted approval.
Goody-goody.
Goody-goody.
Goody-goody, okay. Or hubba-hubba, I would have taken. All right. A coal miner's daughter who has caused financial pain to a financier.
Bobo.
Right, for 5 points, you got the whole 25 points. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. A toss-up is this. This famous early American actor's first two names are the same as the last two names of one of Caesar's assassins. For 10 points, who is the actor? Minnesota.
Joe Sheckman.
Junius Brutus Booth.
Right, for 10 points. Junius Booth. Father of Edwin and John Wilkes. All right, for 10, 20 points, Minnesota. Tell us, our name, our American name, for the American colonial phase of the War of Spanish Succession.
That would have been in 1763, so that would have been the French and Indian War.
French and Indian War.
Our name. Well, the American colonial phase of
King George, wait a minute.
Queen Anne's War. Queen Anne's War. I'm sorry, I guess I gave it to you. Here we go with a 15-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. This great work, divided into three parts, treats of God in himself and his creator, God as the end of all things. Princeton.
Howard Riley. Summa Theologica.
Right, for 10 points by Thomas and Harris. Here's your 15-point bonus, Princeton. Americans might refer to it as goo or glot. But Hindus and other near and far Easterners call it ghee. For 15 points, what is it?
It's yak butter. It's a distillation of it. It's sort of a...
That's
it's
right.
Tea.
That's it for 15 points. Coming up is a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. Since World War II, such widely separated places as Venezuela and Labrador have become important to the United States because of their discovery and development in Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Of iron ore.
Iron ore is the answer I'm seeking. I was going to say, what is the resource? And you got iron, so you got 10 points, Minnesota.
And that's it, Alan. Time's up. We're sorry, Alan, but the game is over for this week. And the final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is Princeton, 150 points, Minnesota, 220 points. And the winner, the University of Minnesota. Sweet member of the Princeton team. It is our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnauer watch. A distinguished member of the Longines Whitnauer family of fine watches since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Now, for fielding the winning team tonight, the University of Minnesota will receive a $500 gift from Good Housekeeping magazine to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Minnesota will return next week to compete in the new All-American Quiz Game with the varsity scholars of Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. In the meantime, to try your hand at more of these questions, read the Quiz Bowl page in the February issue of Good Housekeeping magazine. Here once again is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
I want to congratulate the phenomenal team from the University of Minnesota. You did a great job. I hope you don't mind my being strict with you. And to you gentlemen from Princeton University, congratulations for a wonderful job. Jim Kohler, Howard Riley, Al Hinckley, and Jim Herlock, you were great. Now, next week, Minnesota meets Oberlin. And in the following weeks, we're going to have varsity scholars here in the College Quiz Bowl from Mount Holyoke College, Notre Dame University, and many other outstanding colleges and universities throughout the United States. So, won't you be with us again next week and every week here for an exciting quiz game in the College Quiz Bowl? This is Alan Ludden saying now, so long, everybody.
Your referees tonight were for Princeton University, Roger Tuttle of Station WRCA, New York. And for the University of Minnesota, Bob Boyle of Station KSTT, Minneapolis, St. Paul. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes, and directed by Ken McGregor. Fred Collins speaking.
Join Clifton Fadiman and his guests for another stimulating conversation tonight over most NBC radio stations.